Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Cuckoo Radio. We are talking about Path of Healing. 想聊聊治愈之路。其实分手是非常难过的，但是呢，人嘛总是要活着向前走。我们该如何来安慰自己呢？ It's not about you. Really, it's not. 不是你的问题，真的不是你的错。You know that old saying? It's not you, it's me. While we usually think of it as a cop-out, a way for someone to spare our feelings, the reality is that it's actually true. People act a certain way, make certain decisions, and choose to live their life a certain way because of their own desires and needs, not because of us. 你知道那句古话吧？不是你的错，是我的错吗？通常我们认为这种说法是一种逃避，也许呢是一种舒缓我们感受的方式，而事实上这种说法是对的。人们以特定的方式表现，做出特定的决定，选择我们想要的方式生活，是因为他们有自己的欲望和需求，而不是我们。 When someone is a jerk or says something nasty or leaves youIt's because of something going on inside of them. Please know that I'm not excluding the influence of your own behavior that may have precipitated the breakup. And it comes down to the fact that your ex left because of their reactions and feelings surrounding that event. And it might have been the right choice for them.
当某个人变成了混蛋，说了难听的话，或者是离开了你，那是因为他们内心起了变化。请明白，我不是要排除自己行为带来的影响，这些行为可能也触发了分手的发生，但事实上可以归结为你的前任离开你是因为他对待事情的反应和感受有了变化，而这么做对他们来说也许是一种正确的选择。
Once a relationship ends, you can't go back and change things no matter how much you want toSo it's best to stop beating yourself up about the past. Forgive yourself for your part in the breakup. Learn lessons from it, and try not to take it personally. Realize that you are perfect just the way you are, and there's someone out there will be agree.
当一段关系结束，无论你多么想，你都回不去了，也改变不了任何事情。所以呢，关于过去，最好就是停止自责，宽容自己，从中吸取教训，尽量不要独自忍受痛苦，要知道以自己的方式做，你是完美的，总会有那么一个人欣赏你这样的方式。
That's what we talk about today. The path of healing.
以上就是一起来聊的这个小话题，在分手的时候如何能够安慰自己，度过难关，慢慢的治愈。
It's not about you, really, it's not.
不是你的问题，真的不是你的错。如果说你想要听大道理学习英语，可以关注可可英语可可 Radio， 或者可以在微信上搜索公众号，按下加上数字1001，可以找到我。